Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning. Good días, everybody. Who's here with me?
It's from Fort Worth.
Okay, I heard from Fort Worth. What was the name?
Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm waking up good.
Okay.
Hello,
this is Maddie from Delaware.
Hey, Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maddie from Delaware. Hey, I missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed you too. Though I did try your stew. It was very good.
My stew.
The lentil stew.
Oh, that's okay. That was Nancy's. Bean and lentil stew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
I'm glad you liked it. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, good.
Good morning. This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the East Coast. Hi, Dottie. Good morning.
How was your trip?
Oh, wonderful. I am still trying to, I can't believe that this time I'm really got off schedule. I don't know how. It was probably all the excitement. I tell you what, that was the best. But Nika really outdid themselves this time.
Okay.
I wish I would have been there.
You weren't there?
Pardon me?
I thought you were there.
I was there. I said, I wish all of you were there.
Oh, well, we could have, yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
Morning, this is Way, California.
Good morning, Way.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
I know, I heard you were at the convention. That must have been fantastic.
It was fabulous. Yes, it certainly was. Well, let's find out who else is here, and, I'll tell you that this is the first time we've gone away on vacation, and I came back and my scale went up 1.5 pound only. I mean, that is never ever, and I think that was holding water after getting in that airplane. Because when I fly, I seem to my ankles swell and stuff, so I think that was it, because it's gone already, so.
Bonnie from Minnesota, Midwest.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
I met Chris and got to spend some time with Mary Bernard. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Nancy.
I'm anxious to hear how you ate there.
Well, it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. We absolutely love Mexican food. We just, there were a lot of buffets, and so it made it kind of easy to pick and choose. Larry found potatoes most of the time, which was, spotted the potatoes. I found rice and lots and lots of salads. One night I did have a small piece of mahi-mahi that was wrapped in some kind of a leaf, and I don't even think that thing was, it might have been a 2-ounce little cube, 2 to 3 ounce, but it was good. We did fine. We did
no raw, right?
Pardon me?
No raw fish.
No raw fish. No, we ate lots of, raw salads. Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
Not in Brazil?
No, not in those places.
Okay.
Nope, not in the places we stayed.
Good.
Every bit of the water in our room, there were little signs that said this is potable water. So, I mean, you could stand in the shower and drink the water if you wanted, you guys. This was first class all the way. So
you didn't even filter your water at all down there?
I did take my filter, just because I like the taste of the difference, but no, it was fine. It was drinkable water.
Wow.
Yeah. When we got to the, actually, we didn't set up the express when we got to
good to have people come down.
That's right.
Because when you leave the hotel is when you have the problem going into the little, you know, unique restaurants and things of that nature.
I remember the first time I ever went there, we went on a, we didn't go on a bus tour. We were one of these people that got off the cruise ship and let some individual take us out on a tour. And we said, we want to, you know, see the places nobody else gets to see. Well, he ended up taking us to all the same places everybody else went. But he did take us to a place. We all got out and we parked and we walked way back into the, on a path, into a restaurant. And he tried to tell us that it was, you know, fine to eat there. That was our stop for lunch. I was scared too. I didn't see any water lines being taken in there. So that time I didn't, but you know, this was an absolutely. Am I the first one that's been back and been on the call?
Bruce was on briefly yesterday, but was very mum about everything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be just as mum because I want you on the webcast Saturday.
See, dear Nancy, you should have said that.
They've been paid to be quiet.
No, I just don't think we could do it justice. I'm telling you, my head is like spinning. So, no, you definitely want to be on that 10 o'clock webcast Saturday morning, and then yeah.
Exactly.
Have your friends over and tune in to that webcast. I think that would be a good thing to do.
But Ruth did say that if we missed it, which I will be missing it, that it will be on at other times or on demand or something.
Okay. Yeah.
She said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on. And I did hear from the call last night, it'll be about a half hour.
Good.
So that's what I think the corporate call last night. I missed it, but one of my gals called last night and told me that she heard it because she had works on Saturday and she had to rearrange her schedule to be on there.
Wow.
So enough about me, how is everybody doing on the advanced lifestyle? Oh, I guess I'm supposed to have a statement to make. That's the call you're on, everybody, is advanced lifestyle call. Is there anyone else that's joined us that would like to speak up and let us know that you're here?
Hi, Mary Lou. This is Mary Jane.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Veronica from Toronto.
Okay. Good morning, Veronica. And it was Mary Jane from Oregon. Good morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mildred, are you on the line? Who? Mildred?
All right. Who did I hear from Michigan?
Clem and Lila Rose.
Hi, Clem and Lila. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to hear you're back.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back. Okay.
We're looking forward to hearing and watching that webcast, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
And you didn't make it any easier for us to wait. Which was your idea?
I tell you guys, it's you know, I always go to these events and come back and say, oh, this was the best, this was the best, this was the best. But you know what? This truly was the best. And they wanted us to realize that this is the lifestyle that we all want to live. And it was the best. So, okay, the purpose for this advanced lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry, which we're going to get more of. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. The China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were over 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guest. We only ask that if you find this helpful, this information helpful and you see benefit in anything you learn, please pass on the number and the phone number and this time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. Okay, I want to know if anybody this morning has got any questions.
Hi, babe. Mary Lou, before you go, I do have a guest on the line. Her name is Mildred.
Okay.
And she is in the car, so I told her to listen as long as her first time. Last night, and she was going to go on something called 21 Pounds in 21 Days. And so I told her to come on and listen to the call and see if she might like this a little better.
Okay. 21 Pounds in 21 Days.
Hmm. Mildred, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Mildred.
Hi,
Thank
how
you
are
for,
you?
I'm great. Thank you for listening in. You know, the best thing I can do, I think, at a time like this would be to have a few of the people that are on this program tell you why they're on, why they're doing it, and what kind of results they're getting. And I can tell you that myself, my cholesterol has dropped like 37 points. My blood pressure is normal, and my blood sugars are normal. And I had really, really, I've been struggling for years and years, and I've been on every diet program I think there ever was. This is a way to eat for the rest of our life, and it is healthy. And it all started because we, as I said, we read this book, The China Study, which you know, is the research behind it all. So I didn't think I ever would ever be able to go on a plant-based diet. But after reading this book, it only makes perfect sense to me. This is the way we were designed to eat. And I don't know if you were on here a little earlier, but you know, when I travel, you know, I'm not paranoid about it. I'm plant-based, not plant paranoid. And when I'm eating at someone's house, you know, I'm certainly not going to go to the extreme where, you know, where I am rude. Last night I had my family over here. They absolutely love my a tortilla soup that I make, and it's always been a chicken tortilla soup. And it was, they've been kind of pouting, and my son and grandsons, my daughter-in-law's out of town, so last night I made it, and I made the chicken off to the side so that they could add it to their soup when they got here. It was absolutely delicious. Nobody felt like they missed a thing, and I didn't. I certainly mm-hmm. didn't miss putting the chicken in. So, somebody else, let's share some results that some of you have had on this program, because I think that would help Mildred.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
What readings are you getting up for your blood sugar?
My A1C was 5.4. Was that you asking me, Clem?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, where's the blood glucose? Do you take that too?
I don't check that. The A1C is a 90-day overall period. I do know years ago that my doctor told me that my blood sugars were up to where he was going to have to start treating me if I didn't get them down. My mother's a diabetic, my brother's a diabetic, my father's a hypoglycemic, and so I had about a 90% chance of having a blood sugar problem.
I monitor mine about, I'd say, every 3 days, and it averages somewhere between 110 and 125 in the blood glucose. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is all right. I don't see the problem with that. But about a year ago, the doctor wanted to put me on medication.
Okay. I really can't answer that. Is Monty here? Did Monty go on a vacation too, you guys?
Hasn't been here all week.
He's been here all week?
He has not.
Ah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Mary Jane, and I've always run high cholesterol. It's just something that I've always, always done. And my test came back that my cholesterol, for the first time, is normal. It was the total, the bad cholesterol was 185, and the desired level is below 200. And I've never, my triglycerides are 92, and the desired level is below 150. it's just, I mean, everything is just, it's below where it's below normal. My cholesterol is never in my life, and I'm 74 years old. My cholesterol has never been below normal.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's always been above normal.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited about this. And, you know, I've always been a heavy meat eater. I mean, you know, I've always cleaned up anybody's meat that they left over. And it's not... And I can't believe I'm not missing meat, but I am not. I mean, I've been on this now for a couple of months, and I'm not missing eating the meat. I'm enjoying the food that I'm eating, and I don't feel deprived of anything. And I can eat stuff I haven't eaten for years now.
Right. And I guess one thing I want to ask everybody, are you hungry?
No.
No, I'm never hungry.
Never hungry. That's
no.
What I heard. Yeah.
Sometimes in the morning, if I don't eat in the morning, I get hungry around 9 o'clock. But I finish breakfast.
Okay, so most everything that you're eating is very satisfying, and somebody's got a noisy one. But that means that the sugar is more stabilized. It's not, you know, hitting the you know, why we will get hungry. Cravings, I don't know about the rest of you, but I just don't have those cravings anymore that I used to have. So, anybody else? I know, Maddie, you've had some pretty good results yourself on this program, you and your husband.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. As I start now, I've lost 25 pounds.
25 pounds.
Mm-hmm. My husband's lost 37.
Oh, my goodness, husband.
In fact, the other day, a friend of mine was selling her home. She's going into 55. Well, we're all looking at 55 and older. We want to go on one floor living now.
Uh-huh.
And the realtor came in, and my girlfriend, actually, she is 69. She's going to be 70. But she looks as young as I am. And she says, to the realtor, how old does she look? She says, she looks like she's 40. I said, I was just telling her that. She doesn't believe it, you know? So the girl said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, do you have a moment? I will tell you. It's amazing. And she looks great. And I think, believe it or not, I do think this the plant-based diet, I cannot wait to see my family come Thanksgiving. No, I won't see them Thanksgiving. I'm going to Atlantic City for the holiday, but Christmas, I will be seeing them. And the change is unbelievable. I think I'm beginning to look younger and younger myself.
I do. That's one thing I've definitely noticed. You know, first thing everybody mentioned to me was, and several people did mention it, is what are you doing? Your skin looks so healthy.
Exactly. This is what Mildred, last night was the first time I met you. How old do you think I am?
Well, I would say around 40.
Mm-hmm. But Nancy was different, don't you, Dan, Nancy?
I don't know how old you are.
You say?
Uh-huh.
Nancy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know different, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, don't tell your age, I forgot.
She doesn't know.
Nancy and I had a private conversation. So by our private conversation, I'm sure she can put two to two together to find out how old I am.
She's really 75.
Actually, Mildred, I'm probably the same age as you are, to be truthful.
Really?
I think so. I haven't asked your age, but I'm thinking that I'm probably the same age as you are.
And what is that?
Who is that? Who's saying that?
Mildred.
Mildred, that's you saying that? Well,
yes.
If you tell me what your age is, I will tell you what mine is. You go first.
I'm 66.
I will be 62 on October the 16th.
Wow. And your skin is so beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Wow.
My first security check, social security check, in December, right before Christmas.
I can't wait.
I bet.
I knew that that was a child that she was holding on her lap when it was the website. It wasn't a grandchild.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we've got all ages on this program, and Wei is, I believe, Vietnamese, aren't you, Wei?
I am Vietnamese.
And she has been doing plant-based a while, and we've learned a lot from her, and she just looks like the picture of health as well. What a great deal to be.
Better than that now. I mean, like,
she's very modest.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. Fine, I was
nothing like boasting.
That's just the difference. You tell I start with me and on the outside as well. So it's making a huge impact. I mean, even, you know, people look at, oh, yeah, you're the figure of health, but they don't realize how much, you know, underneath pain you can go with certain things. But it's just, yeah, I just feel so great. I feel so...
Yeah, you were, weren't you injured in a car accident or something, and you were...
Total twice. First time, the second time a total, and they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. And I have a lot of pain from all over, but, no, it's just, I've been so great, and I've just been so... You know, everything that I'm doing and teaching, I'm being so great within myself as well, and it just really shows on the outside. But yeah, it's, you know, it takes 120 days to really rejuvenate and change all your cellular levels. So if you keep doing that, and you actually have total new changes, and it doesn't matter what you've done in the past to your body, but, you know, really everyone can have this chance to just get a new shell, totally, you know. It just takes 120 days. And just keep going at that, and you just keep reworking.
Okay, that was very good. 120 days to change the cells.
Yeah, all these cellular levels, actually shelling, changing. It's just like, yeah, that's how it is. 120 days, that's what they take to, you know. So really, yeah, if you can quit everything else that you ever done in the past.
4 months.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The test would be my 4 month then. Yeah, actually, yeah, it is. I'm going on 4 months. I better go and get the blood check, but I just feel so great. I just haven't bothered to enjoy this number game, you know. But, yeah, I'm just interested in feeling so much better and no craving and just feeling much more myself like I used to be. So.
Good.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
And a lot of it has happened. A lot of it has transpired since you've been on this program, right?
Right. A lot to do with that. My polarity has been safe for the whole time. Only once or twice, though, I was sitting pretty much a bit out of my, you know, usual thing, was just going long trip, like 10 hours and that. That kind of throws things out a bit. But other than that, I've been great. I mean, it's just, it's never been like this for the last 3 or 4 years, so.
Great.
Really.
Great. Okay, Mildred, do you have any questions for us?
Well, not at this time. I am interested in it.
Okay. And the beauty of it is it's not going to cost you anything. You get to listen in on these calls. I mean, whatever the cost of your long distance was, most of us have pretty close to free long distance anymore, and you've got this wonderful group of people here to support you. And we certainly will help you get you started. Maddie is and her husband are both walking examples of picture of health. And so I'm sure you're going to want to sit down with her and get the full picture.
Yeah, she was very very interesting, very inspiring.
Yeah, she is. Okay, I know some of the others of you have dropped some pounds since you've switched here. Does anybody want to share that?
This is Margaret in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
And I began to read the China study after listening to some of the phone calls, and I've ordered the set of books from Focus on Growth, and I was so impressed with it that I dropped reading that and read The Ray and Healthy, Perfect Health.
Uh-huh.
And goes down back to the reading, continuing reading the China study. What is your opinion about the flaxseed oils or plant oils?
My own personal opinion?
Uh-huh. Or anybody. I've lost 8 pounds in about 3 weeks, and I've stabilized by doing the Perfect Health. But when I started reading the Rays, they are not encouraging people to even eat the oils, any plant oils.
Right. Our friend Cy Wagenbach completely reversed his heart disease in less than 3 months. And it was the rays that got him to where he would only do the plant based. Now, I do believe LaVon said occasionally he will eat a cold water fish, you know, if they go out. My own doctor wants me to take flaxseed because I have what you call dry eye, and that's something I need to take flaxseed for, and that could also be why I'm not losing the weight as quickly. I know that if you eliminate those oils, you get plenty of oil in your plants, you know, and your nuts and your grains, and so, you know, if you are a normal, healthy person that just wants to get healthier, then I would say go by with Dr. McDougall and Dr. Esselstein and the Rave, I'll say, especially if you've got issues with heart particularly, then I would certainly say, you know, really watch the, you know, really watch the oils. Now, I still take my Nikan Nutritional, so I take that Omega, you know, I take our daily packet, so I definitely take that one.
Mary Lou?
Yes, Nancy.
You mentioned nuts with grains rather than with the oils, and the nuts have oil in them, and they are considered a fat. So for people who want to totally eliminate eating any fat, I believe they need to also eliminate eating any nuts.
Okay, good point, Nancy.
So by doing that, then it will accelerate, because I have really stabled off after the 8 pounds, so eliminating the nuts and the oil would help with that.
I believe so, but you know what, Dr. McDougall, I remember Monty talking, you guys, about a lady who only wanted to lose a total of, I think it was 8 pounds or something. She was really pretty fit, and she went on the plant-based, and she did lost absolutely nothing her first week, nothing her second week. Dr. McDougall encouraged her to continue, nothing her third week. I think it was the fourth week she ended up dropping, you know, like a pound and a half or 2 pounds, and then it was, you know, just like a routine. After that, she just, it released. You know, your body's pretty smart, and it knows what we've put it through. I know my own, I kind of laugh about it, but I think it's so true. Whenever I switch to something else, another program, I always thought my little fat cells were saying, hold on, here she goes, she's doing it to us again. But, you know, it's nothing to laugh about, so we just need to work through it.
Does Dr. McDougall have a website?
Oh, he does, and it's a wonderful website. It's www.drmcdougall.com. DrMcDougall.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have any other input on that to help with Margaret's question there? But I think 8 pounds is great.
Mary Lou, the fruit. If she's overeating on the fruit, but I like doing the fruit meal per day, as in the Perfect Health, my first meal is usually nothing but fruit, and that's my breakfast meal or my lunch meal. And then I found that by cutting up a whole fruit, my God, it took a, I don't know if you guys know what Applebee's is, but one of those,
chains.
Oh, it's
a Western chain.
Oh, it's a Western chain? Oh, good, because it's an Eastern chain, too. And, well, by the time I cut it up, it was, that bowl was filled to the top. and I couldn't eat it all. So then I cut down to half a fruit, but three or four different kinds, and that worked a lot better. And they did say, I think even Margie said, sometimes you can eat too much of the fruit and it has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So it is natural.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Maddie, because that was one thing I was doing. When I first went on this, I thought, oh, wow, I can eat all the plants and, you know, all the fruit and vegetables that I want. And I've always loved fruit. Well, my cholesterol went down, but my triglycerides went up. And when I went into Dr. McDougall's site and researched that, you guys, you can go in there to the search, and or you can even write him and ask him a question. I ended up finding that it was because when you eat a lot of fruit, your pancreas starts making more insulin, which makes your cholesterol make your liver make more cholesterol. So it was raising my triglycerides. So now, after that, I reduced my fruit to like 2 servings a day, and I usually have those in the morning too, you guys, by themselves. And the triglycerides turned right around. So it's wonderful to know that we do have control. I mean, there is an answer for what's going on in our body, and we've got so many resources available for us, just like Dr. McDougall's site. And I don't know if you're still there, Mildred, but...
Yes, I am.
Okay, the books that everybody is talking about, you can get them, there's like four books. Perfect Health book has a lot of recipes in it. The Rave Diet book, that has got a lot of recipes in it. We've not been having any trouble finding things to eat. There's, you know, now the day with the computer, we can go on, I like to go on allrecipes.com, and I'll just, in the search thing, I'll put in, you know, vegan chili or whatever, and get all these recipes that come up, and I just grab the one that looks like it's got the most stars and read it, and if it sounds like something that I would like, you know, ingredients that we like, I print it off, and that's what we'll eat. So everybody, many people on here have been making their own plant burgers, and it's been just a lot of fun, and it's not been a lot of work. Once we get our mind wrapped around the fact that we don't need to eat meat, we take a starch, and that's the main part of our meal, and I've always been one that's been scared to death of starches, because I was always positive the starches packed on the pounds. You know, but we have rice. We'll have rice or beans made up ahead of time at our home, and that'll be the main part. Or we make up oatmeal ahead or steel-cut oats. My husband always was a meat and potatoes guy. I never dreamed that he would join me on this. And he's lost his belly. He lost 15 pounds in a belly that he always carried around. And
wow.
Yeah, it's just been amazing. And for my husband to be able to eat this way, because he was a guy, we'd go out to the old Lurie, we used to go to restaurants, and he'd order his dinner, and he'd say, and do not bring me any vegetables. He'd say, don't even bring them, I don't want them on my plate, I don't want them touching the rest of my food. No vegetables. You can give me an extra roll or extra potatoes, but I want no vegetables. And that's the way he used to be. And now...
Well, I was going to ask...
Yes.
I was going to ask if it was hard for your family members to switch over, or do they remain the same as following their regular diet instead of going to the program that you're speaking of?
Well, I thought that I thought my husband would be staying the same, but when he found out that I was going to do this, he said, I'm going to do it with you. I about fell over, and we have had a lot of fun with it. We've got other people on the call whose family members weren't so anxious, and you know, in my own mind, I thought, well, if Larry's not going to do this, when I made the decision, I just thought, well, I'll make him the rest of the meal, and he can prepare his own piece of meat, his own piece of flesh, and I'll make everything else. But it didn't hurt. Now, like last night, I had my grandkids, my son over here, and I made my big pot of soup, and I just
you know, cooked their chicken off to the side so that they could add it. It was amazing how little they took. So,
I'm going to have to run. But the book that I should get is The China.
Mildred, you should just get the whole four. I'll give you, call me, or I'll call you, I'm leaving as soon as this call is over. I'll call you this afternoon and give you the number where you can go and call and get the whole bundle. I think they're about $54, okay?
It's four books. One of them
is there any way?
Excuse me?
Is there any way that you could give it to me now? Because I'm going to be down at the hospital.
Does anybody know where the Focus on Growth number is? I don't have it on me. Does anybody have that by chance?
I have it right now. Someplace. Do you want to call them or go online?
She can call them. Yeah, I'm going to call them.
Give me a second.
I have it.
Okay.
It's 800-496-8508.
496-8508?
496-8508. And the order number is 2180.
And that's for all four books?
Correct.
Yeah. What is the error code?
800.
Oh.
1-800-496-8508.
Mm-hmm. 2180. That's the order number when you know what you want. That's the book
right,
order
that's
number.
The order number. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I appreciate all the information that you've given me, and I'm very inspired about this. And
okay.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, Mildred.
Thank you. Have a
Thank
great day.
You.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're past the half hour, you guys. Great job. Look at there. You helped a brand new person. You may have saved your life. Because I just, so many of those
you know,
programs
Mary,
I...
Mary Lou, I think her husband, I think she told me he had a stroke or something. I think, I'm not remembering, if it was not her, it was the other woman sitting on the other side of me, so between the two of them,
uh-huh.
I may have the stories all mixed up. But I thought she said her husband, she was there by herself, so I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, be sure then to make sure, encourage her to get on Dr. McDougall's site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, any last-minute questions?
Don't forget the
webcam. Yes?
I had been drinking the rice milk, and then, I don't know, someone had said that maybe the milk wasn't great or something. Anyhow, I didn't buy it recently. And before, I used to have, every morning, I have all this mucus. It was like, you know, like a white as a sheet, a white as a towel.
Uh-huh.
Either paper, a piece of paper. This is what I was having in my chest every morning, and I'm thinking it was from the milk, because since I have not bought the milk, I have slowly gotten rid of it, and I haven't seen it lately.
Wow.
I don't know what all that was about, you know?
I mean, did you test yourself with it?
What do you mean?
Muscle test?
No. I didn't.
You might be allergic to it.
Oh.
Yeah, you could have a sensitivity.
I never thought of that. Mm-hmm.
That or something they put in it.
Or it was bringing something up that needed to come up anyway.
Then maybe I should start drinking it again.
Try.
Nancy, I love
you. Know, energy test. You get the energy, you do the energy test on yourself and find the one that's right for you.
It may be cleansing, who knows?
Okay.
Maybe what?
Cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know.
You may have been going through that. Boy, I sure did go through it, Maddie,
mm-hmm.
when I first got on this program. And I went through about four or five different times, and, you know, I'd think, oh, my gosh, I thought this was over, and I'd go through it. It's like it was cleansing layer by layer.
just because something doesn't agree with you today as, quote, an allergy, does it mean a week or a month or a year from now you're going to have the same reaction?
Hmm. Okay, that's a good thing to know. Because for years I never ate spaghetti. I hated it. And finally, about 5 years ago, I took some spaghetti somewhere. Oh, this is not bad. I've been eating it ever since. You know?
And now you're eating whole wheat spaghetti out there.
Yes. True.
And quinoa. Anybody tried the quinoa yet? The quinoa noodle? Oh, yum.
Oh, the quinoa noodle, no.
Oh,
I haven't found that.
Noodle. Oh, it's delicious.
And the grocery store has it, or is that health food?
I don't remember. You know, I just buy it when I see it.
Did you spell that, Mary Lou?
Q-U-I-N-O-A? I believe so.
And what do you do with the noodles?
You cook them up like spaghetti.
And you put sauce in a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I don't know why. To me, they just seem like they have a little more texture or something. But I've been buying all kinds.
Yeah.
So, listen, you guys, I have got a ton. I'm a little bit behind on my work. I've got a lot of prospective business people that I've got to follow up with. And I've got to call every single person I know and tell them to be on the webcast Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And so I think we're going to have to go unless somebody's got one last question.
On the webcast, can you access that by phone?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how you would get it. Was that Margaret?
Yes.
Do you not have a computer? Do you have trouble with the webcasting?
I have a computer, but we have a tremendous commitment Saturday, and I thought if I could just pull away from the meeting, then I could listen to it.
Okay, but Maddie said that Ruth said that you could get it later.
Okay. All right, thank you.
But it's going to be available if you miss it at 10 o'clock. So
we just go to nican.com and they'll...
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. Watch your emails for any changes. That's where I'm planning on going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you, all of you, our active study pilot group, for your time commitment to this program, and thanks to all of our guests for their attendance today. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you to the person that invited you to the call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again. We'll hear you tomorrow, and I hope Monty's here. Okay, everybody, have an awesome day.
Thanks,
you're welcome. Bye-bye. Miss you.